Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 16th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we've been tracking the AI meets commerce story for a couple of weeks now, and yesterday, two studies landed from Search Engine Land that connect in a way that should genuinely concern every e-commerce merchant. The first study found that Google AI mode ads now appear in nearly 30% of queries with high CPC searches, the commercially valuable ones you care about most, far more likely to show AI text ads. The second finding is arguably more important. Google is now AI mode's number two most cited domain. Let me say that again. When Google's AI mode generates answers, the second most common source it cites is Google itself, its own business profiles, product cards, and merchant center data. Put those two things together and here's what you get. Google is building a system where it synthesizes your product data within its own interface, cites itself as the source, and then layers paid advertising on top. The consumer may never visit your site. They see your information, your prices, your reviews, your availability, but as presented by Google, inside Google. And if you want additional visibility beyond whatever organic citation you've earned, you need to pay for AI mode ads on top of that. Now, here's a potential counterweight. The EU is expected to rule that Google has been favouring its own services in search results. If that ruling proceeds, it could force changes to how shopping services and comparison platforms appear across high-value queries. That could open up organic visibility opportunities in AI mode that don't exist right now. But regulatory timelines are long, so don't build your strategy around hope. Build it around data excellence. And speaking of data excellence, Search Engine Land also published a practical piece yesterday on where AI agents actually get stuck when navigating e-commerce websites. The finding. Agents can retrieve most content, but pricing often sends them to third-party sources. If your pricing isn't machine-readable, if it's hidden behind JavaScript rendering, login walls, or formats AI can't pass, those agents will go find that information somewhere else. And somewhere else might mean a competitor. So, audit your site from an AI agent's perspective. Can a crawler find your pricing, your availability, your shipping policies without executing JavaScript? If not, you've got work to do. Shifting to the partner side, Adobe released APSB 2673 on July 14th, a regularly scheduled security update for Adobe Commerce and Magento Open Source. This is part of the monthly patch cadence Adobe adopted earlier this year. Now, security patches might not sound exciting, but this one lands at a critical moment. We've been talking all week about AI agents interacting with commerce APIs directly. An AI agent doesn't see your checkout dropdown, it hits your API. If that API has unpatched vulnerabilities, the risk isn't just theoretical anymore. Combined with PCI DSS 4.0 requirements now mandating that critical patches be applied within 1 month, staying current on these monthly patches is no longer optional. If you're running Adobe Commerce, test and deploy APSB 2673 within 2 weeks. And while you're at it, audit any custom payment integrations to ensure they validate through Magento's standard interfaces. On the Hoover side, version 1.0.5 of the CMS Tailwind compiler shipped yesterday with a meaningful improvement. The compilation daemon is now more robust. If one theme throws a compilation error, it no longer stops the compiler from processing other themes. Previously, a single broken theme could halt your entire build pipeline. PHP Escape JSON is also handled gracefully now. This might sound minor, but if you're running multiple themes in a CI/CD pipeline, this eliminates a class of frustrating build failures that could delay deployments, including those critical security patch deployments we just talked about. Over in the broader retail world, Retail Dive reported on Walmart's supply chain team using AI and digital twins to navigate global logistics challenges. What's interesting here isn't just the technology, it's the maturity of the approach. Walmart's supply chain team was using predictive models before the current AI wave. What's changed is the volume and quality of data feeding those models and the LLM layer on top that makes insights more accessible across the organization. They're partnering with OpenAI and Google on role-specific AI certifications and even encouraging associates to build custom AI tools. For mid-market e-commerce operators, the takeaway isn't that you need Walmart's budgets. It's that the supply chain use case for AI is the most proven, most practical application right now, far more reliable than AI advertising or AI-powered chatbots that consumers are ignoring. Also worth noting, inflation slowed to 3.5%, with Fed Chair Kevin Warsh pledging to hit the 2% target. For e-commerce planning purposes, this signals continued pressure on consumer spending power, but a trajectory in the right direction. If you're modelling your back-to-school and holiday season projections, factor in that consumers are still price-sensitive but the macro environment is improving incrementally. The thread connecting everything today is intermediation. Google is intermediating between your product data and your customer through AI mode. Walmart is intermediating AI into every layer of its supply chain operations. And security patches are your defense against bad actors who want to intermediary themselves between your checkout and your customer's payment data. The merchants who manage these layers of intermediation well by maintaining data excellence, deploying patches promptly, and investing in robust build infrastructure will be the ones who thrive. The ones who let others control the narrative around their products, their security, and their operations will find themselves increasingly invisible. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 16th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.